Try this, discovering what's underneath the need to control, what your partner feels, and how to speak from vulnerability. Call to mind a time when you wanted your partner to change a behavior. How did you communicate your desire that your partner change? Was there a bit of a charge to it, or perhaps an edge in your tone? Could your partner have felt criticized? If so, see if you can dive under the desire for the behavior change and identify your underlying fear or vulnerability. What were you afraid would happen if your partner didn't change? You may have to continue asking yourself the question and diving under the layers of fear to see the true vulnerability you were trying to avoid. When you're ready, you can explore what your partner feels when you try to control. So imagine, if you will, that you were on the other side of what felt like criticism. What would it feel like to receive the message with that charged tone? Even if you could see that you were failing in some way, what would you wish for from your partner? And when you're ready, you can try speaking from vulnerability. So now that you're in touch with your own vulnerability and that of your partner, is there a way you could address the situation differently if you find it still needs to change? If you like, you can practice by freely and spontaneously writing a letter to your partner. This letter is just for you. You don't need to give it to your partner. It's for you to practice saying what you want to them from your heart, with kindness to both of you. And when you're done with the letter, please remember to thank yourself for showing up, for caring, for practicing a new way.